So the Mishnah, the Daf Samech Omeral, so again the Mishnah. So that is, Yotzu Shnayim Kiyachas. Let's say when you're counting Yemaisa, two go out at the same time. So Locher is then, Moin Oisom Shnayim Shnayim. You could count them by pairs. Like you count the first two come out, you count one. The second two come out, you count two. And then the tenth one, those two become Isa for 20 of them. What's going to be Mona Echot? Let's say the first two that came out, you counted one. But then the third, you counted two, and the four, you counted three, then you counted one by ones. So when you get to number nine, what you call nine really is 10. And what you're going to call 10 is really 11. Slacher is Chi V'yasiru Mekukolim. The ninth and the tenth one are mixed up. Because by the time you get to your number nine, really that's number 10. When you get to number 10, that's really number 11. So Rashi has two pshat, and what does it mean they're mixed up? One pshat is taka, the 10th is kodesh, and the 11th has locha shlamim. The other pshat is no, both of them are mekukol, because here you made a mistake in your count. And therefore both of them together is mekukol, means you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you could eat from them. What's going to be korolachi yasiri? Let's say you call the ninth one 10, uli yasiri chi, and the 10th one you called 9, then you call the 11th one 10. So you made three mistakes, you like. The locker is shlosh to mekudoshim. All three are mekudish. Now hachi, the one you call, the number 9 that you call 10, is only necho b'muma. It's kodesh, but it has no din hakrov. You don't bring it for korban. You have to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then the bialim could eat it. For your hasiri, the 10th one, even though you made a mistake and called it 9. But still, Meiser, the 10th one, the Meiser, has the loch of Meiser Behema, and therefore you have to bring it for Korban. The Yechud also Kor Shlomin. And the 11th one, that's brought for Shlom, that's for Chiddush. When you call the 11th one 10, that's brought for Korban Shlomin. And the Yosef Tumur, it's a regular Shlomin, it could even make Tumur also. Hebrew Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Om Rabbi Yudah, Rudy says back, no. V'chiyesh Tumur, Yosef Tumur, like if you told this one, the 11th, that becomes like Shlomim, it's also like a Tumura de Kalocha. It's like a Tumura of the 10th one. And the Klal is, once you make Tumura once, that Tumura cannot make another Tumura. So if Rabbi Yud holds that if you make a Tumura on the Shlomim, on this 11th one, it's not Chal. Omru was said over Mishum Rabbi Meir, of Rabbi Meir, you know, Ilu Hoya Tumura, if it would be like you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that this Shlomim, the 11th one, is Loch of a Tumura like, then lohoyi korev, it would not be korev altogether. Because Allah will have in the Gemara Tumura that there's no din Tumura in Maisa Behema. So that's where Mei is Raya like, that this, that the 11th one is Kaddish, is not a Tumura de Kalocha. It's a Locha becomes a Korv Mishlamim. And therefore, on that one, you could make Tumura. Now, what's going to be Kora Lechi Yasiri? Let's see, you called the 9th one 10. Oli Yasiri Yasiri, the 10th one you also called 10. And then Eliyahud also Asiri, you called the 11th one also 10. Skit, you called all three of them 10. So Lachar is then Ein Echad Osa Mekudish. The last one is not Mekudish. Why not? Zeklal, this is a general rule. Kol Shle Neka Shem Asiri Mimenu, like if you did not take off the number 10 from the 10th one, like here, the 10th one you called 10, then Ein Echad Osa Mekudish. The 11th one is not Mekudish. Since you called the 10th one 10, so Shein, it's Chal Ma'is Beim on the 10th one, the 11th one is nothing. When did the Mishnah say before, if you call the 11th one 10, that the 11th one is also Kaddish B'Kedusha Shlomim? That's only if you call the 10th one 9, that you took off the name Meister from the 10th one. See, even though it's Chal anyway Meister on it, but since you called it number 9, then when you call the 11th one 10, then it's Chal B'Kedusha Shlomim on it. But over here, with the 10th one you call 10, and the 11th one is also 10, here it's not Chal. Here the 11th one is not Chal. Here the 9th one, that's the Machloikas he had before. Pasha the Mishnah said that is Chal. But even though he called the 9th one 10, but the 9th one is Kaddish. It's only Din in the 11th one. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mono Zugoi Zugos. You can call them, count them by pairs. And that the Mishnah starts off saying, Yotzu Shnaim Tu come out. So, like 2, 4, you count pairs. Or else, so then, kintra and kintra, you count them hundreds by hundreds. So, asiri leminyonoi hu kaddish. If you count them by pairs, or even a hundred at a time, the tenth one of your count becomes kaddish. So, the question is, my leminyonoi the gizah should be. What does it mean to your count? So, what does Rav Yechon mean to say? So, Rav Mori Omar leminyon shalai, according to your count, like you take out 100, you call them all one. A second 100, you call them two. the 10th 100 that you call 10, so all those 100 have a loch of Maisa Beima. Go according to your minion. If you count them by twos, you count the first two, 1, 2, 3, 4, then the 10th pair, both of them become Kaddish. That's called Leminyan Shaloi, the way you counted them. Who Kaddish? That's what Rav Mori says. Rav Kan Amar no. Leminyan Behemoth Hu Kaddish. No, you go boss of the Metzius, that when 10 Behemoths came out, the 10th one is Kaddish. Even though you're taking out 100 at a time, we don't go boss of you, we go boss of the Metzius, every 10th one that comes out becomes Kaddish. That's what Rav Yechon meant to say. So Tanan, we learn like this. It says the Mishnah, Yotzu Shnaim Kiyachas, if two of them came out together, so Mainu Maisim Shnaim Shnaim, you could count them in pairs, two is one, and three, you count them in pairs. What's going to be Monon Echor, it says, if the first two came out, you counted them one, and then the rest of them, you counted them by singles, like your two is really the third one. So Lachor is then, Chi, the Mishnah says, Chi, what you call nine, which is really ten, and the Asiri, which is really the 11th one, is Mikul Kolam, they're mixed up. And so Shaila, whether it means the 11th one is also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shlomim, or does it mean here it's a different case, that they're both mixed up, they both only have Kodesh, and you can't bring them for Korban, you have to wait till they come about Mum. So the question is why? Vishlei Malaman Diyom Alaminyin Shaloi Hu Kodesh, goes Bossi, your count. So very good. Vishimachi Hevi Chi V'Asiri Mikul Kolam. Because you called number 9, which is really the 10th one, you called it 9. And you called the 11th one number 10. So since you called it the wrong names and you go bust your number, therefore they're mixed up. Therefore, Chi Vasir Mikukolim, Uli Asir Mikukorele Chi, because you called the 9th one 10, you called the 10th one 9, Uli Yechiros Asiri, it's good why they're mixed up, and you called the 11th one 10. But then Laman the Yama, the one that says according to Rav Yechanan, that Laminyan Behemoth of Kaddish, we don't care about what you account. But you go boss of the Mitzvah, when 10 goes out, the 10th one is Kaddish. If so, the Chi Chi could correlate. Or the Asiri Asiri could correlate. Like Labdaf, you called it that way, but just means the 9th one that comes out is number 9, and the 10th one that comes out is number 10. So why should it be mixed up then? So Marin says, Om Moloch Reb Yechanon, Ki Amina No, when do I say, Ma Yisrael, that you go boss of the Mitzvah animal to come out? Hechedi Chavin Lafuki Zugazugas. Where he wanted pairs to come out, he wanted to go by twos or by fours or by tens. So then we say nothing doing, you have to go boss to how many animals come out. But heicha the nafik memelaloi. But here, where they came out by mistake, meaning to say that the first two came out true, but it was a mistake because the next of them we see you counting by singles, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But since the first two that came out was like by mistake, here we don't go boss to the mitzias. But here it's worse. And here, since Lamaisa, the rest of them are counting singly, it's just the first two that came out together, they mix up the Cheshbin. And here it's a special svara that these two animals, the 10th and the 11th, are both Mikukolim mixed up. Toshma, come in here. It says, Mono Lamafreya. If you count backwards, so the first one comes out, you call it number 10. So, and then the second one you call 9. And the third one you call 8. So, Asiri Shevaminyin Hu Kodesh. Mine's the 10th one, the number 1 you count. Is Kaddish. So why? Bishleim laman diyom laminyan behemus of Kaddish. We go after the animals that go out. Shapir. We don't care how you count them. The mice, we go boss of the animals that go out. And since the 10th one came out, that's Kaddish is good. But then laman diyom laminyan shalayu Kaddish. You go after the way you count them. Asiri chad karuli. You called number 10 1. So why is that Kaddish altogether? The man says, Amar Rovo, hoyo v'isa b'minyone parsoi. Yes, in Persians, that's the way they count. In Persia, they call 10-1. See, for there is such a count like this. And therefore, even though you started out 10-9-8, and you got down to number 1, which you meant to be 10, it's like a chal maisa. Because in Persia, there is such a count like that, that 1 means 10. Now the Mishnah says, let's say you call the 9 number 10, the 10-9, and 11-10, so all 3 are Kaddish. Tana Rabbanan. Minan, how do we know to say Shim Korola Chi Asiri, the 9th one you count the 10 by mistake, Uli Asiri Chi, the 10th one you called number 9, Liyechid Osir Asiri, Sheshloshtum Kudoshim, all 3 are Kodesh, Talmudim, what the Pasik says, V'chol Maise Boko Vitsoin, Kola Sheyav Rotachas Hashavit, Ho Asiri Yia Kodesh. Sheshloshtum, V'chol Maise Mash Machol, all types, it's like a Ribui. Rashi says, V'chol Maise Boko Vitsoin, Mash Mabain Shekoru Yu Asiri, Then Shoya Asiri Laminyan Vulay Korasiri, whether you called it number 10 or whether it came out by itself, still a Maisa has a Din Kedusha on it. So that's why we say the 9th and 11th also has Kedusha on it. Tamar says, if so, you would ask him the word Chol Maisa. Yochle, I would have thought to say Shani Marba, I could include also Av Shemin Yishne Moso. Let's say by mistake number 8 you call 10, or the 12th one you call 10, maybe they should also have a Kedusha. And this Amar to know, Ho Yuvu Kodesh, the 10th one, that's the main one that's Kodesh. Who to say, when you make a mistake, it's also miskadeshes. If so, Mahu, just like it, the 10th one, Eina Mekudesh is only Mekudesh, Ela B'somuch is only Mekadesh. The 10th one itself, B'somuch, as Lav Dafka, means it itself, by itself. If so, Av Tusa, that the Wumarbi can make a mistake, and the mistakes are also Kodesh, is Eina Miskadeshes, Ela B'somuch, it has to be close to it. Meaning either the 9th one or the 11th one. But the 8th and 12th, there's no reba for that. Now the Gemara's question, I've got Tanya, we learned, Mahu miyuchad, just like the 10th one is separate, Av Tusoi miyuchedis, who within the Tusoi also has to be miyuchedis, has to be special. So Rashi says it means miyuchad shasiri einu el echad, Av Tusoi miyuchedis, shimto b'chi of yechad osor, lohoi yishnai mikadoshim el echad mihem. As here the Brisa says, just like it itself is only one, so its Torah is also only one, but you can't have both to be Kaddish. So how come here the Mishnah says, when you made mistakes with the 9th and the 11th, both of them become Kaddish? And here the Brisa says, no, it's only one of them becomes Kaddish, not both of them. Here we dash, just like the Assyria is Miyuchid, who are there, and the other ones are Miyuchid. Avtusa is Miyuchedis. Sumer says, Tony Tona Kaimut Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Lanta from Rabbi Yochanan, that I tell you, Amani Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, that this bright here goes according to Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. The Tani will learn like this: Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Li Oilom Ein Echad Osa Mekudish. The 11th one is not Kodesh Mekudish Shlomim. Ad Sheyishtoik Bechi, until you have to be quiet with the 9th one. VeYikore Li Asir Chi, you have to call the 10th one 9. And then you count the 11th one, 10, that's where it's Kaddish. So if you would have made a mistake and called it 10 to number 9, Enechnami, then the 11th one is not Kaddish. The only time we say the 11th one is Kaddish, the Rashi Yuzim is Achiyishtoik Pachi, means you didn't call number 9, 10. Rashi says, because you would have called it number 10, then it would not be, the 11th one would not be Kaddish. Because we don't hold from two toys, we only hold from one. Therefore, where's there the case that the 11th one is Kaddish? That's where 9 you called 9. And you only made a mistake between the 10 and 11, that's where you made a mistake. You made a mistake, the 10th one you called 9, and the 11th one you called 10, that's where the 11th one is Kaddish. Why? The Gemara says, Sovolok Reb Yehuda. He always liked Reb Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, Sovolok Reb Yehuda, the Yom Masnisin, Toys, the Kama Bechiesh Tumuroisa Tumura. Yeah, that he says what? Reb Yehuda was the one that said that a tmura can't make a tmura, that the shlomim can't make a tmura. So he holds like Reb Yehuda, the Yomar, Toyis, Maise, Tmura Heve. That the 11th one becomes Kaddish, it's like a tmura de Kalocha, in a Hanami. So even though the Rameyas Kashan, this was, if it's a real tmura, we know there's no din tmura Maise Behema. So the answer is that it's not a real tmura de Kadin. But it has to do with like Hilchos Tumura, that's when the 11th one is Kaddish. So if so, he also holds with Sovolok Kavuhud like his father. The Yom that his father holds, Ein Meimah V'chayzer Meimah. Like once you would make one mistake by Tumura, you can't do a second one. So therefore, if you make the 9th one Kaddish, then he learns the reason why this 9th or 11th would be Kaddish. It has to do with the Loch of Tumura. So once one would be Tumura, you can't make a second Tumura. So therefore, he holds that if the 9th one would be Kaddish, the 11th can't be Kaddish. When is the 11th Kaddish? Only when the 9th you called number 9. And then just the 10th you made a mistake. And the 11th you called 10. So that's what we say, it's only like one Mais Dikalacha, it's only like one Tumur Dikalacha. Therefore that's when the 11th one is Kaddish. But our Mishnah is not like this. We know it's not a Tumur Dikalacha. Special Xeras HaKosiv, that a Tois is Mekaddish. So what then? You could have the 9th one to be Kaddish. And you could also have the 11th one also to be Kaddish. Yeah. Omar Rabba says like this, what's going to be Yotsu Shnayim B'chi? Let's say two of them came out the 9th, when you count number 9, two of them came out together, Yotsu Shnayim B'chi. So, Koronchi Asiri. No. Yishnaim Yotza Bichi, Koronchi. No, Koron. And you called them nine, that's all. That's what happened. Two of them came out by nine. So Lachor is Chi and Koronchi. So no, you'll get Shnayim Yotza Chi. Two of them came out by number nine. And you called both of them nine, Koronchi. The locker is Asiri v'chulun merav and zebezeh. And Achanami, one of them taker is chulin, real nine, and the tenth one is really meiser. But it's mixed up. You don't know which one is which. They're both mixed up together. But one of them is meiser, and one of them is just number nine. Why? Because Asiri miel of kaddish. It's kaddish by itself, even though you don't call it. But the meiser, the tenth one to walk out, is kaddish. So therefore, we don't know which one of the two is the tenth. But one is, and one is chulin. What's going to be lechi chi? Here it says asiri meal of zehesba, asiri meal of kodesh, and lechi chi kukarolei. The ninth one you called number nine, so it has no kedusha at all on it. What's going to be koron asiri? Let's say both of them came out by number nine, and you called both of them ten. So the locher is asiri yochi barav and zebezer. Ten and nine is mixed up together. My timer, asiri kukarolei tavayu. You called both of them ten. Yeah, because you meant to call the 10 to the 10th one, and by mistake the 9th, so that one doesn't become Kaddish. So it was called Asiri Chi, are mixed up. It was Asiri, man, Kaddish, yeah. Let Chi Chi call Kurla, Kurra Asiri, Asiri Chi, Asiri Chi, Mabu Zebizet, yeah. Doesn't say clearly. So the bottom of four stone is both of them is Kaddish. Because here, since you called them like both ten, so it's like you called number nine ten also. So therefore, the ninth one has Kedusha on it, that you have to wait till it becomes the Bamum, and the tenth one really has regular Kedusha. But you don't know which one it is, so therefore both of them you have to eat Bamumai. Yevenechlami, since you called ten to both of them, the ninth one also is Kaddish in this case. Yeah. Weiter. What's going to be Yotzu Shnayim B'Yasiri? Let's see, the first nine you counted good. Now when you came to number 10, two of them came out by number 10. So Koron Asiri, and you called both of them 10. So Lachor is Asiri V'yechad Asim Uravim Zeh B'Zeh. Then number 10 and number 11 means it has a Din Shlomim on it. They're mixed up together, Maiseh Beimah and the Shlomim. The 11th one is Kaddish. Koron Echad Asir Asiri Uravim Zeh B'Zeh. Yeah. Why? Because Aliyah. Good. What's going to be Koron Echad Asar? So that's the 11th one that you counted the first 10. The 11th one you counted 10. Koron Echad Asar Asiri. Koron Echad Asar. Sen Asiri V'chulin V'ravim Zeh B'Zeh. Sen the 10th one and Chulin is mixed up together. Yeah, that's good. I mean, you called them both. Two of them came out by number 10. You called them both 11. So it's very good. So Asiri V'chulin V'ravim Zeh B'Zeh. Because the 10th one is Kaddish by itself, even though you called it 11, but it's Kaddish anyway. And the 11th one that you called 11 has no Kedusha to it. So therefore it's good, one is Maisra and one is Chulin. So what's the question of Sulam, what do you have to have all these cases for? Hayinu Wachta, all them at the same halachas. So Mor says, no, there is a Chiddush here. Chol Kamashman teaches us like this, that the Chol Bavas Hachas, if you call, the Chiddush was here, we have two of them come out for number 10. And he called them both 10, so even the 11th one is also Kaddish. Even though we had before in the Mishnah, the 11th is only Kaddish. If you do not call the 10th one 10, you call it number 9. You have to be Oika the Kedusha for number 10, but that's only if it's Bezeh Chazeh. If you call 10, 10, and then 11, you call 10, then the 11th is not Kaddish. But here, when Bevas Achas, the 10th and 11th came out, he called them both 10, then it is Chav, that's the Chiddush. Hokamash, when the Chol Bevas Achas, Tavai Kokachi. That since you called them both together 10, it is Kaddish. Even though you didn't take out the number 10 from the 10th one, even though the Mishnah said the 11th is only Kaddish, when you don't call 10, 10, that's with Zeach HaZeh. Whereas with Vasachas, both of them is Kaddish. So that's the Chiddush here. And Yosef Ravkana sat down with Komalei, said over this law, Shema this halacha. Omalei Ravash and Ravkana. Va'aloi, he asked the question, why? I did not take off number 10 from it. Well, tonight we're going to our Mishnah, the 10th one here, you also call 10. So why is number 11 Kaddish? We're going to our Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal. calls the man Shlonek as Shem Asirim, if he didn't take off number 10 from it, Einech Rosam Kodesh, then the 11th one is not Kodesh. So the answer is Han, and Miliwanda, where say this cloud has Bezach Hazel, one after another. If you call number 10, that's it, then the 11th can't get Kedusha. Abu Babasachas, where two of them came out for number 10, and you called them both 10, Tavai Kokachi, the both of them is Kodesh. So Moses says Bezach Hazel, Pedji Katon, we're not that clear in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah like that, that Korla Chi Yasir, if you called number 9, 10, Uli Yasiri Yasiri, called number 10, 10. Oliyechoros Asiri, Einechoros Amakudish. It says clearly the Mishnah like this. So Zeha Klal, when the Mishnah ends off and says Zeha Klal, a general rule, Lasu Yemayach, it comes to include something more. So Lav Lasu Bavasachas doesn't even come to include Bavasachas, like in our case, where two of them came out by the 10th one, even though we called them both 10, that it's Kaddish. If you forget, then the 11th one is not Kaddish. So not like we're saying, doesn't it come to exclude, like we just said, my love, the Suba Vasachas, still is not Kodesh. Moses says, Loi, the Suba comes to include Yotze Asiri, case where the 10th one came out, Vulei Dibur, you didn't see anything. And then the 11th one came, and they called that 10, also it's not Chal 10. Why? To Holoi Nekra Shem Asiri Menu, because on this number 10, you did not call it number 9. But since you just kept quiet like, so it's as if it was called the 10th one. And then later, the 11th one comes out, even though you call that one 10, it's not Chal. But when 10 and 11 come out together, then even though you call them both 10, that's the Chiddush of our Brayse here, that it is Chal Kedusha on both of them. The 10th is Ma'aseh Behema, and the 11th is Shlomim. So Mer says, Dilo Temoch, you're not going to say like this. Hold the Tanya that we learned. Yotzu Shnayim B'Yasiri. Two of them come out by number 10. Fulay Kod Demechad Mehem Eschaber. One did not come out before the other. For Koran Asiri, and you call them what 10? So Sazalocha Asiri V'yech Rosam Rovim Zeh Bezeh. Master, both number 10 and 11 means the Kedusha of number 11. They didn't shlomim on it, it's mixed up together. Yes. The question is why? They did not take off the name Asiri from it. So why? El Alav, isn't the answer, Mishum Damrina, that we say, Kol Bevasachas Tavayah Kokachi? Since it's done Bevasachas, both of them is Chal the Kedusha. So Mer says, no, I'll tell you, Mishumo, just from our Loch here, it wouldn't be any proof. I'll tell you, Hocha B'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hocha B'mayaskinon, Tekodim Chad Mina, it could be one of them came out first. Now, Bryce, it wouldn't be a clear proof. Could be maybe like this. The case was like this. Tekodim Chad Minayu V'yafik L'Resha. They're like the number 10 came out and just put its head outside. V'karya Echadosa. And you called that number 10, 11. Fohoda Iruve, then it got mixed up. V'nofek Bahadodi, then it came out 10 and 11 together. V'karina Nasiri, and you called them both 10. So here at Chal, the number 11 is called Shlomim. Why? Because the Maestro, the first time the 10th came out, you called it 11. So you did not call it 10. That's why it's Chal. But if they would have come out the Vasachas and you didn't call the 10th one a different name, you just called them both 10, maybe Taka the 11th is not Kodesh. Tzmor says no. V'holoi Kodem Ketoni. He says it did not come out one before the other. So here you tell him that the 10th one came out first? Tzmor says no. My lakodim, what do you mean it didn't come out before? Dodi Ra'iruf, it got mixed up together. Oh, come on, who are you going like then? The like Rebbe, not like Rebbe. Why? The Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Homer, he says, Echad Osor Lehevi Akira. Rebbe holds if you call 11 to number 10, that's not called an Akira. So you tell me that then doesn't go like Rebbe. Someone says, no, we'll soon see what Rebbe's din is. Someone says, no, it could be a Fidel Tamer, even if you want to say go according to Rebbe, a Fidel Tamer Rebbe. Kiyama Rebbe, when does Rebbe say if you call the 10th one 11, it's not called an Akira? And then when you call number 11, 10, that it's not Kodesh, when does Rebbe say that? Kiyama Rebbe, Heicha Disle Beimus Tuva, when you have a lot of animals. The Yama we say, Chadi Surikama, that if you call number 11 to the 10th one, what you meant to say was, not 11, you meant to say we finished one Cheshbin of 10. You meant to say Chad Osir 11, you meant to say Chadi Surik. I took care of one set of Maisa. So that's why 11 is not Oikar, the Shem Kedushas Maisa, but as if he's saying it is Maisa. Therefore, when you call the 11th 10, it's not Chal. But here our case is, the less Lebe Metuv, you don't have more, you don't have 20 animals. So therefore now, when you call it 11, 10, for sure you're being Oikar. You can't say like I finished one set of 10, because you don't have more sets. So you don't talk like that. See, if you'd call number 10, 11, for sure it's like an Akira. So therefore, if number 11 you would call 10, even Rebbe would agree that it is Kaddish. Now the Gemara says, my Rebbe, where's Rebbe's halacha? The Tanya would learn like this. Koro le'asiri yechad osa. By mistake, he called the 10th one 11. And then, le'yechad osa asiri, the 11th one coming out, he called 10. Is ein yechad osa Kaddish? Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds, no, the 11th one is not Kaddish. Like we just said, because when you called the 10th one 11, what you really meant to say is, this is Meiser, and I finished one set of Meiser. So therefore, that's the halacha of the Mishnah. If you call 10, 10, and then 11, 10, 11 is not Chal Kedusha. Rabbi Yosef, who do I know? Echad Osir is Kaddish. Why? Because the 10th one is called an Akiri. You didn't call it 10, you called it 11. So therefore, when you called it 11, 10, it is Chal. Klal Lama Rebbe, Rebbe says like this, the Klal. Kol Zaman Shlaneke Shem Asiri Himenu. If you don't take off the name 10 from 10, is Zayn Echad Osir Kaddish. The 11th one is not Kaddish. So what was the Peshat in our last price? So we want to say it doesn't go like Rebbe. The Gemara says no. When does Rebbe say is halacha? When the person has a lot of animals, 20, 30, 40. The Amrina, then we say like this. Chad Isur Kama. When the 10th one came out and he called it 11, the reason why Rebbe says that's like calling it 10 and the 11th one is not Kaddish, because what he meant to say is this 10, he didn't mean really it's 11. He meant to say like I finished one set of 10, so he meant to call it Meiser. Yeah. The Arminian Chad Yisur Kama. Yeah. Period. So therefore, it wouldn't be a clear proof. But I call upon him, that was the Chiddush we had before. That when they come out to Vasachas, 10 and 11, and they call them both Asiri, it could be Taker, it is Kaddish. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Yotsu Shnayim Vasiri? Let's say two animals come out, you counted 9 already, and you come to number 10, 2 comes out. Toni Chad, one bride says the din is Yiro. You have to wait till both of them become a Balmum, and then you could eat them. The Tanakh, another bride says, Yekriva. No, you can bring them both for carbon. It's like you have 10 and 11 mixed together. One's a Maisa, Behema, and one's a Shlomim. You can bring them both for carbon. You don't know which one, so we go to Chumras. We bring both of them to Chumras. Both of Manechel the same day. The only Chilaki is that a Shlomim is the Chazov Ashay goes to the Kahanim. And for Maisa, Behema, the whole thing goes to the owner. So he'll have to give the Chazov Ashay on both of them to the Kahanim to eat. The Tanakh, another bride says, Yemaisa, both of them have to die. It's worth a stira. Lekasha. Hold it, Tony. Without we say you roll both of them. Wait till it become a balmum. And then you could eat them. That's Rabbanan. He goes according to Rabbanan. The Yarmah that they say, Ein mevim kachin l'vesapsul. We don't want you to bring it for korban. Because you have here a shlomim and a maisabema mixed up together. So what's the locha now? You're going to have to give both of them, as if it's a shlomim, give a chelik of the chazov ishark to the kanim. So Rashi explains, maybe you won't find kanim around. And therefore, that piece of meat may come l'day noiser. So therefore, if it would have been just the maaser, the owner could eat it, him, and give it to whoever he wants to. For sure, he would eat it in 2 days. But now that you have to act like it's a shlomim, and you have to give the chazov ishoik to the kanim, we're not sure they'll finish eating it. So therefore, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that's the Rabbanan Shita, that ain't mevim kachin l'vesapsul. Yeah, so therefore, we don't bring either of them for korban, rather, let them both be yiro, let them both become a balmum, and you'll bring them and you'll eat them when they become a balmum. They only could eat them. Now, behold the turn of that, we said, no yekrivu, bring them both for korban, which means they're like a korban shlomim. That's where Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, the owner, he holds, mevim kachin l'vesapsul, we're not afraid about this, and we'll let you bring the korbanis. Even though you have to be machmen now and eat both of them, you have to give the portions of the chazov v'shoy to the kanim, and maybe they won't eat it. We're not afraid. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Still, it's kedai to bring the korban than to worry. Maybe you come lebeis absul or come lebeis reifa as noisa. What the Tani Musa, the last price it says you have to let them die. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom that he holds toyis maiset mura heavy. That did you make a mistake by maisas loch of tmura. And Ksavri holds of Yuda, Ksavri of Yuda, Tmura's Maisa Mesa. If you make a Tmura on a carbon Mesa, it's like it's Mesa. So that's why when both of them come out, number 10, and a Hanami, one of them is like a Tmura, and therefore it's Mesa. Rashi says, Tmura Evi, or Tmura's Mesa, and a Krav Ela Mesa. Yeah. Yeah, soon see. Yeah. Ksav Yehuda, Tumuras Maisa Mesa. For the more, Ksav is that true of Yehuda, Tumuras Maisa Maisa, true that you're saying, if you hold, like any toys you have by Maisa, has a locha like a Tumura. The locha is, if you make a Tumura from a Korban Maisa Beim, it's Maisa, is that true? Vietnam, we learned in the Mishnah, Omu was said over Mishnah Rebbe Meir, that Ilu Hoya Tumura, Lo Hoya Korav, that if the 11th one would have a locha of Tumura, it would not be brought for a Korban. So that's where Rebbe Meir argues on Rebbe Yehuda. Rakopon Mechal, it's right clearly in the Mishnah, to Rebbe Yehuda Sava Korav, Yehuda's yes, that if you call number 11, 10, it is Korav for Shlomim. So you see, it does have a loch of Tumura that's brought. So how can Rebbe Yehuda hold the 11th one, he was saying now it's Mesa, because it has loch of Tumura, and the Mishnah's Mashma clearly according to Rebbe Yehuda, the 11th one is brought for Shlomim, Machma Zadin Tumura, but it is brought. The Chitem, maybe you'll answer me like this. Rebbe Meir just answered back, what Rabbi Meir thought Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. But really, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah not mean to say it's a din tamura. The more of a no, we learned like this, but tiny we learned. Ein bein echad osel shlamim. There's nothing difference between the 11th one here and the regular korban shlamim. El shezeh oisa kedusha likorev. Vezeh ein oisa kedusha likorev. Different Rabbi Yehuda. That it doesn't have kedusha to be brought. Tzadik is kodesh likorev hudaloi. Who of it? Hoyu gufa korav, the mash mid itself is brought. It just can't give off kedusha likorav. The mash mid itself is brought for korban. Even if you degrees, the 11th one is brought. It's brought for korban shlomim. Just it's not kodesh to make another one. It can't make another one tamura. The mash mid itself is brought. So neither according to Yehuda, this 11th one is brought for shlomim. So how can we say now mesa goes according to Yehuda? Here now Mishnah Yehuda says clearly it is brought. It's korav. All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side.